Okay, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Tim in the Morning Show, broadcasting live out of the Crescent Valley, 7:30 till 9 weekdays. Of course, that's Mountain Standard Time. What do we got here this morning in the valley? It's currently minus 1 degrees with some fog patches, and we're expecting cloudy conditions, except sunny above the valley cloud, and fog patches will dissipate around noon with a high of plus 1 today. It looks like we're going to have some more fog tonight. We're going down to minus 4. And let's see. Tomorrow, cloudy, except sunny above the valley cloud. Well, that's a new one there that they've got. What's going on here? East-northeast winds at 11 kilometers an hour. Humidity is sitting at 80%. And barometric pressure 103.6 kilopascals and rising. Anyways, let's kick off with something here that I'm sure everybody's going to enjoy. The Who Won't Get Fooled Again, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Thank you. Passion for the Music, South Kootenai Radio.
Okay, that's Cream there with I Feel Free. 744 minus 1 degrees here in the Crescent Valley. Going up, minus 2 now, and we're going up to a high of plus 1. All right, this day in Canadian history, January the 20th. In 1995, NHL season starts after a lengthy pro hockey strike. Yeah. And what else do we have here? In 1899, out of Halifax, an advance group of about 2,000 Russian Dukhobors land in Halifax en route to the west. 5,400 follow shortly after. And these first members of the mystical Christian sect, the name means spirit wrestlers, are sponsored by Count Leo Tolstoy, the novelist and author of War and Peace. What else do we have here? Samuel Kiefer, born on this day, civil engineer, born at Thorold, Ontario, in 1811. Kiefer learned his trade while working on the Erie and Welland Canals as a boy. His father was one of the promoters of the Welland Canal, and he was Canada's first chief engineer of public works and built the country's first suspension bridge at the Claudere Falls in Ottawa in 1843, as well as the Clifton Bridge, the first suspension bridge at Niagara Falls in 1869. He also selected the plans for Parliament buildings in 1859 and directed their construction. What else do we have here? In 1971, Radio Tuk 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 starts broadcasting in English and Inuktitut. Anything else? And now I think that's about it. Oh, what's this out of Nova Scotia in 1715? Samuel Vetch is appointed governor of Nova Scotia to August 17, 1775. There you go. All right, got some John Lennon standing by right here on South Kootenai Radio. Little instant karma for you. Karma's gonna get you, gonna knock you right on the head. You better get yourself together, pretty soon you're gonna be dead.
all the Atlantic Canada dark bitches, enjoy listening to South Kootenai Radio.
Truck on.
Okay, a band there called Power Station, and if you didn't recognize the lead vocalist on that one, Robert Palmer. Get it on, Bangagong. Yeah, little T-Rex song there. What do we have before that? ELO with a Living Thing, and that's a song taken from their 1976 album, A New World Record. You're listening to South Kootenai Radio, and we've got the news crew just popped in here. They've got 4 minutes and 30 seconds of a news update for us, and then we're going to get back on the second half hour with some more great music for you.
It is January 20th, and this is CBC News. I'm Joe Cummings. There has been yet another suicide involving a member of the Canadian military. Here's the CBC's Hannah Thibodeau.
Helicopter pilot Lieutenant Colonel Stephen Beauchemin died in Limoges, just outside of Ottawa, last Thursday. The military has confirmed his death, but would not confirm it was a suicide. But Canadian Veterans Advocacy President Michael Blais says he was told the pilot took his own life. The military says Beauchemin was deployed in Haiti in 1997, Bosnia in 1999, and in 2011, he was deputy commander of the Tactical Helicopter Squadron. Beauchemin was also a member of the Joint Personnel Support Unit. It's a unit which mentally and physically injured troops are posted before leaving the military or returning to work. This is the eighth military suicide in just over 2 months. Hannah Thibodeau, CBC News, Ottawa.
In about 2 hours, Prime Minister Harper will deliver a speech to the Israeli Parliament. This is the first time a Canadian Prime Minister has addressed the Knesset, and it follows Harper's visit to the West Bank earlier this morning, where he met with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. CBC's Terry Molesky reports.
Two main issues arose. First, a declining level of Canadian aid to the Palestinian Authority, reflecting Canada's tilt towards Israel under the Harper government. The new package is about $66 million, but that's spread over several years. It's actually close to half the previous level of funding that expired last year. The second big issue, of course, was Canada's policy on Israeli settlements in the West Bank. Officially, the policy says those settlements are illegal, but the Harper government is reluctant to use those words in public. The president of the Palestinian Authority, Mahmoud Abbas, was muted in his criticism of Canada's position, saying he hopes it will change, but other Palestinian commentators have been much harsher, one of them describing, for example, Canada's position as, quote, more Zionist than the Israelis. Tony Molesky, CBC News, at the Mukata in Ramallah.
It looks like this week's Syrian peace talks in Switzerland are falling apart even before they get started. The Syrian government is scheduled to meet on Wednesday with a select group of opposition leaders, but Iran has been invited to the table as well, and this is a problem. Here's the CBC's Carol McNeil.
These talks are meant to set the stage for a peaceful transition of government in Syria. Even though many opposition members refused to have those discussions, part of the Western-backed opposition agreed to go. But then the UN's Ban Ki-moon invited Iran to the talks, and now opposition members say they are suspending participation because they believe Iran has been an invading force in Syria who has propped up the regime. The U.S. has said Iran would only be able to take part in these talks if they endorsed the results of the first round, Geneva 1. Those talks stated clearly that a new government could include members of government and opposition only if everyone agrees, and that there would be free and fair elections. Iran has yet to release a statement to that effect.
That's the CBC's Carol McNeil in London. There was a surprise of sorts this weekend from one of Canada's biggest banks. The Royal Bank has cut some of its mortgage rates by 10 basis points, which means its 5-year fixed rate is now at 3.69%. It's not clear at this point if the other banks in the country will be following suit. Earlier this month, a Greek terrorist disappeared while on a weekend prison leave, prompting a nationwide manhunt. He's not in custody yet, but he has turned up on a website vowing to resume his terrorist activities. Christalos Zyros was sentenced to 6 life sentences in 2003 for his part in a series of bombings and assassinations. His escape has led to an outcry in Greece and across Europe about the country's prison furlough program. And that is the CBC News. We broadcast live and podcast at cbcnews.ca. I'm Joe Cummings.
Anytime is time for South Kootenai Radio, broadcasting from the Creston Valley.
I have wandered through the desert, found the ocean.
Okay, there we go. Link Ray bringing us up to this day in rock and roll history for January the 20th. We've got a few birthdays here to mention. Let's see. First one, 1941. Ron Townsend, vocalist for the Fifth Dimension, was born. One of their big hits, Up, Up and Away. 1942, William Powell, vocalist for the OJs, and one of their big hits, Backstabbers. 1943, Rick Evans, vocalist and guitarist for Jagger? No. I think it's Jagger and Evans, I'm not quite sure. Their big hit in the year 2525. 1945, Eric Stewart was born, guitar player for 10cc, and their little ballad there, I'm Not in Love. Paul Stanley of Kiss was born on this day in 1952, guitar player for Kiss. One of their big hits, Beth. Or I Wanna Rock and Roll All Night Long Till the Party Is Over, or something like that. I can't be for sure because you got no Kiss in the library here. What else we have? Useless trivia throughout the years on. Hey, what's going on here? We got a typo. Yeah. Alright, useless trivia throughout the years on January the 20th. We're going to start in 1958. And that's when the management of the St. Louis radio station KWK had an all rock and roll music removed from the playlist. The disc jockeys gave every rock and roll record in the station library a farewell spin before smashing it to pieces. The station manager, Robert T. Convey, felt that rock and roll had dominated the airways long enough and called the action a simple weeding out of undesirable music. I bet you $10 that station manager was fired and they were back playing rock and roll within a week. Just a guess. Also in 1958, Get a Job by the Silhouettes was released. The song would climb to number one in the U.S. and is considered to be a rock and roll classic, although the Philadelphia Quartet who sang it never had another top 40 hit. 1982, Ozzy Osbourne bit the head off of what he thought was a plastic bat thrown at him in concert in Des Moines. The bat turned out to be real, and Ozzy later went through a series of injections against rabies. And in 1988, the Beach Boys, the Beatles, the Drifters, Bob Dylan, Berry Gordy Jr., Woody Guthrie, Lead Belly, Les Paul, and the Supremes were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame during a ceremony at New York's Waldorf Astoria. During the Beach Boy acceptance speech, vocalist Mike Love insulted just about everybody in the music business, including Paul McCartney, Diana Ross, Bruce Springsteen, and Mick Jagger. Yeah, I wonder what Mike Love was on. Anyway, let's get rolling here. Ron Townsend, vocalist for the Fifth Dimension, celebrating a birthday today, 1941. Let's play one of their big hits.
Please don't guide the plan.
Listener of this day in rock and roll history, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
In the year 2525, if man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may and say is in the pill you took today. In the year 4545, ain't gonna need your teeth, won't need your eyes. You won't find a thing to chew, nobody's gonna look at you. In the year 5555, your arms are hanging limp at your side. Your legs got nothing to do, some machine doing that for you. In the year 65, ain't gonna need no husband, won't need no wife. You pick your son, pick your daughter too, from the bottom of a long black tube. Whoa, whoa. In the year 7510, if God's a-coming, he ought to make it by then. Maybe he'll look around himself and say, guess it's time for the judgment day. In the year 8510, God is going to shake his mighty head. He'll either say, I'm pleased where man has been,
or tear it down and start again. Oh, oh. In the year 95, I'm kind of wondering if man is gonna be alive. He's taken everything this old earth can give, and he ain't put back nothing. Whoa, whoa. Now it's been 10,000 years. Man has cried a billion tears for what he never knew. Now man's reign is through, but through eternal night, the twinkling of starlight, so very far away, maybe it's only yesterday. In the year 2525, if man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may find. In the year
2525. Okay, in the year 2525, finishing things off in this damn rock and roll history, that song coming out in... I'm not sure what year that was, actually. I got no notes on that. Anyways, and before that, we had the OJs with Backstabbers. We had a birthday celebration there by, William Powell, vocalist for the OJs, born in 1942. And we started things off with Fifth Dimension there. Let the Sunshine In. Ron Townsend, vocalist for the band, born on this day in 1941. Stay tuned again tomorrow. We'll have another installment of This Day in Rock and Roll History for you. Well, another weekend of hockey with the Creston Valley Thundercats. Two more wins. It's unbelievable. Yeah, they beat Invermere and Kimberly on the weekend. Yeah, gotta like it. All right, got some Led Zeppelin here. Of course. Got a guy that's just going crazy to hear it. Yeah. Traveling Riverside Blues, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
He goes down to the bog and warms his feet. just got away, honey. You poor old sod, you see it's only me.
We're listening to you. South Kootenai Radio. Tune in weekdays at 8:15 for this day in rock and roll history. Rock on! See you on the flip side.
Now you say that you love me after being so untrue. solid. Oh, for being so unkind.
Strange feelings, Mark. Change it all. Change it all. Yeah.
Have a nice day. Have a nice. Thank you for watching me a ticket for an aeroplane. Care how much I got a scam.